have a few prayer requests for this morning. The first one is pray for traveling mercies for Joe and Neva Pyatt. Mm. And pray for good reports when they do the CT and DEXA scan of his bones. And then I have a couple unspoken prayer requests. The first one is for Ed Brown. And then pray for James Prater, who lives in New York. He is my little brother, my younger brother.
Okay.
And then pray for Diana Copeland, who has been battling.
Yes. Yes, I know her.
And that's all I'm going to – that's enough said.
Yes.
As my friend Wade in Texas would say, enough said.
Enough said. Do me a favor, read those out to me as I pray so I know exactly what we're going. So the first one was Joe and Neva Pyatt.
Travel mercies for Joe and Neva and a good report from the CT scan and the DEXA scan of his bones.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Joe and Eva on their journey across where they're going. I think they're going to OKC. So, Father, we just ask that you make the highways and the byways safe. Remove any obstacles of danger or evil in front of them, Father. Make the way safe to their destination, to their appointment, Father, and on their way back home. Father, we also ask for
CT
scans that are going to be happening, Father, that there will be a good report that comes behind it, Father, that we know that your miraculous healing is being involved in this, Father, and in bringing him out of these areas of sicknesses and illnesses that he's been dealing with, Lord. So we just pray that this report that comes out, Father, is just a good, awesome report, and that he is getting healthier and getting better, Father. And we just ask that you just, whoever is doing these scans, Father, that their hand is being laid, that their hands are being moved by you, and your wisdom is being put into them, Father, and that you're just guiding them and directing them in the truth of what this is, Father. And so we ask this in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And then pray for Ed Brown. That's an unspoken prayer request.
Heavenly Father, we're praying for Ed Brown. You know his circumstances. You know his situation, Lord. You know what it is. We're just coming together where it says two or three are gathered. You are there in the midst, Father. We're just coming together in unity on a prayer for him, Father, for his situation. We are asking you to move in his life, Father, and whatever that is that needs to have happen. We're asking you to bring your spirit upon him and your love upon him. Your shalom peace upon him. Shalom peace upon him, Father. The circumstances that's happening around him, I'm not exactly sure what they are, Father, but you do know. And I just ask that whatever it is, Lord, that you just bring what he's asking to you, if it's your will, Father, to be brought upon him and be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And then for my younger brother, James Prater, who lives in New York.
You know what? That's your brother, you said, right?
My younger brother.
Why don't you pray for your brother? I think that would be awesome.
Okay. Father God, you know where he's at. You know where his heart is, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you go and knock on his heart so he can hear it without a doubt that it's you knocking on his heart, wanting in. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you give him ears to hear the knock, eyes to see that it is you, and a heart that can receive you and all that you are. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you pour your love upon my little brother. Open his spiritual eyes, his spiritual ears, Lord God, so that he can walk in the will that you have set before him, his path that you set before him. In the name of Jesus, I speak life.
Yes.
I speak life over my younger brother. Come home, brother, in the name of Jesus. Come home to the Abba, to the Father that will not ever abandon us or break his promises. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And then for Diana Copeland.
Heavenly Father, oh man, You know the circumstances that Diana's going through. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's being attacked, Father, in every form or manner. I just ask your hand upon her, Father. In her life and in her situations, in her sicknesses and her illnesses that she has, Father. I truly ask, more than anything, Father, to bring your shalom to her in her life, Father. She needs to have your peace upon her, Father. And I pray, Father, that you would give her the acknowledgement of where this peace is coming through. I pray, Father, that whatever the enemy's got her bound up in, Father, that we just release your presence upon her situation and break the shackles that are upon her through the enemy, Father. And just, I know with her, she just needs peace, Father. She needs peace and settlement in her life, Father. And I just ask, Lord, that you just pour that love upon her. Pour your love upon her. Just pour it like water pouring over a plant, Father. Just pour it, pour it, pour it, pour it. And just, but let her understand that this is coming from you, and that she just needs to accept this peace upon her, and understand, Lord, that it's you that moves everything. It is you that makes every situation brand new and healed, Father. Help her understand, Lord, that we can't do it as humans to make things happen in our lives the way that we want them to. It's only by you and your power, Father, that are able to change circumstances and situations. So we ask, Father, in your beloved Son's name, that, and by the blood of Jesus, Father, on her life, in her situation, in her illnesses and sicknesses, Father, that we just take these things that the enemy is just trying to get her confound and bind up on, Father, to be removed and healed. And I ask this all in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. And the Refuge Church, located at 18417 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is an amazing woman of God. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an amazing man of God. If you do not have a home church, I encourage you, seek one. Ask God for a church home. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Ernie Aragon. I hope I said it right.
Aragon. You know, it's, I don't get a hang up. I don't get hung up on it. There are some people that have their last names that have to be pronounced just right. You know, my favorite saying is just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah. His title for today is, "Was the Bible Written by Man?"
Yes.
Back to you, brother.
All right. So I know this is a little deep. We just had a little bit of a conversation on the back end of this about this particular subject. And it is. It's pretty deep. I just feel that it's something that has to, as us as Christians that are walking our lives through Christ, that we need to have a means of understanding when people are saying this, and a way to help. Because our main goal, our main essence of anything is bringing these individuals to Christ. That's our number one job as being a Christian. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And if we could have the right means of understanding where they're coming from, mm-hmm. and I want to call it a battle, like battling them to understand. It's not our job to make them understand. Our job is just to plant the seed of it, and you know, someone else is going to come water, someone else is going to come harvest. It's just the way that the word of God moves, and it's the way God moves within us. But as long as we have the right words that are inspired by God to tell somebody, to help, you got to get them to their logic. You got to get that logic that's inside them to start having an understanding. That's where you need to come from. So let's go and walk into the conclusion of this, and then we'll talk a little bit more about a few things. It says, and he says here, sadly, in today's society, children, church or not, are being heavily exposed to the religion of humanism, which reigns in state schools. So it is logical that the next generation would think in terms of humanism and apply that to the Bible. So that's what is happening when we see people bringing that point, you know, the Bible is written by a man. That's because of where we are in our society. That is where we went through the meat grinder of the educational system of bringing us to a point of understanding, of humanism point of view of what the Bible is. Now, some of us, in some form or manner, were raised in a Christian family. So we have some basics to start out with mm-hmm. on us. Because the Word of God says, you know, my word will not go out void. It means that even though you may be running around crazy out there, that mm-hmm. word's still inside of you. And I pray to God that you have people that are praying for you, because by prayer, I mean, that's just God setting up. There was something that came to me the other day. I was thinking, this is going to be a bunny trail. Something that reminded me of when me and my wife were talking about when we first met each other. And through your life, God sets up waypoints. And what that basically means is you could be out in the world doing whatever you want, but you're going to run into situations, places, times, people that are going to kind of change your point of direction. And that's just God coming in and making what I call a waypoint. And this is a nautical term that's used that gets you to turn a different direction and has you heading another way. You'll be heading waypoints throughout your life. I'm 55 years old, so I had a few waypoints that are out there. But the one that it comes to is, like, you know, how, like, me and my wife, when we very first met, we were both of us not looking for each other. We weren't even really looking for a relationship. But it was that waypoint moment that it just happened to happen that she had a voice telling her something. I had a voice telling me something, and I acted upon it. She wished she acted upon it, but it was by my action that we were still able to make the connection. And now we've been together, I think, don't get me, babe, don't hit me. I think 27 years now, I think, is how long we've been together. We've only been married 8 years. I just wanted to make sure I was marrying the white woman. That's the reason I waited so long, okay? Don't shoot me, folks. But anyways, it was a waypoint that we were brought into. I know that, like I said, there was going to be a bunny trail. But in these waypoints, if you're someone that has had the Word of God brought into you, or you've touched it through your life, these words of God that have been dropped into you will eventually manifest them their way out, and will find a way to get you there. So our long story short for me and my wife is how we ended up getting into Burns Flat. That was another, or to Oklahoma, let alone Burns Flat. That was another waypoint for us to get mm-hmm. here. And God knew a long time ago that I was going to be planted in a church that was giving me the opportunity through my sister to come sit here. So you all have that out there for yourselves too. Mm-hmm. It's just because we've accepted the word of God and we've taken it to heart and we believe it no matter what anyone else says. It's just taking that word and bringing it to those individuals that are out there. So that's what he was bringing a conclusion to it. And so he says, so when you're applying the religion of humanism, man is the, i.e., man is the authority, not God. To the Bible, when he claimed that it is written merely by men, they view themselves as the authority and not God. They have further reasoned that there is no God at all, and therefore the Bible could not have had God's involvement. Therefore, his statement that the Bible was written by a man was a religious claim. They were claiming to be God. Many follow this same thought process, but fail to realize its implication and problems. And then just simply says here, this is Exodus 20:30, and it says, "You shall have no other God before me." And that's talking about you. You're turning yourself into a God. So if one can expose the false religion of humanism, then others may be more open to realizing the deception. After all, the person is not the enemy. Rather, it is the false principles of the dark powers that are at work trying to deceive us. And that is Ephesians 6:12. If you don't know that one, you better lock that one down inside of you somewhere or another, because that is the essence of where all of this is coming from. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the essence of where this is all coming from. We are not dealing with flesh and blood.
Come on.
We are dealing with the powers of darkness, of principalities of darkness. And when you're all like, well, what is all that? What is that? If it's not godly, if there's no God involved in it, that's the opposite side. And you could take that for whatever that means, whatever you want to take it as. Because if God isn't involved in it, it's dealing with dark principles. It's dealing with the enemy. And that's where this is all coming from. You got to remember, and this is going to take all this to heart. You got to remember that the enemy does not like you.
Come on.
He may come to you like the sweetest thing in the world to help you, get you, change you, move you in a different direction. And he can be used in many different directions. But that is his job. His thing is he doesn't like you first and foremost. His job is to either kill, steal, or destroy anything that's involved in your life. If you don't have God locked down in your life and God moving in your life, you're not gonna have a defensive system against him. Mm-hmm. And he's always looking for a means of getting to you in some form or manner. So just taking our society the way it is right now, how we're looking at things and how things have evolved and changed, and you know, talking to people, you know, that are older and how they're looking at things, they're like, man, you would have asked me 20, 30 years ago, like, this is where we would be in our society, I wouldn't have believed you. But here's the thing. Again, we go back to the Bible. It tells us these things are going to happen and take place. These things are going to be moving in this time frame, are going to be moving in a time frame where you're going to recognize it. It's a seasonal thing. We're in a season right now where we could see the tree or the leaves on that tree coming out and developing. Just like it says in the Bible, it talks about how we can discern if we saw a fruit tree, we could tell, you know, if what season that tree is in. If the leaves are all dead and there's nothing there, we know that we're in a season where that tree is getting ready to blossom, to come out. We see the leaves on the tree. We know that soon fruit's going to come behind it. Then we see the fruit come out on it. So you always know, you will know the season when it happens. And especially if you're a child of God, he's going to show you those things. You're walking around this world right now, and you're seeing things that are happening, and you don't have God in your heart, you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're not going to see these things. You are completely blinded by the enemy, and he keeps you busy, occupied, with so many distractions, so many different avenues of influence on your life that you will never see it coming. And one of the new things that keep on going here when I'm talking.
Yeah.
One of the new things that I see a lot of people talking about It's this whole alien thing that people are seeing aliens. And then now you got prominent people that are coming out and saying, yeah, aliens are real. They're out there and they're moving within our society and doing things. And this is being spoken biblically in the biblical realm of when God says that he's going to bring a mystery to the non-believers. And what they're pointing at is saying that the day, which we believe will be shortly and soon, is when Jesus mm-hmm. comes. There's supposed to be a resurrection of us all, that we all depart and go to heaven. The tribulation is what they call it. Before that happens, those that are believers will just go up with Christ. Well, the best way to explain that, especially if you're the enemy at the time of all this is supposed to be happening, how can you explain billions of people disappearing all at one time? Hey, great. You know what? We've been having all these aliens, these Christian people. They haven't been doing what we wanted to have being done, and they saw that society was not getting any better because of them. So they just decided that they were going to take them off the planet. And if your mind is not with God, your mind is with the enemy, and you're going to believe it. You're going to perceive it. For myself personally, growing up, I was always into alien stuff. I was anything that had to deal with aliens. I was like, wow, you know, because it wasn't that I wanted to believe, but I would like to believe that there were other beings that were out there in this world. Well, how did that get in my head? How did I get that kind of understanding? It was through media that brought these examples into my head and slowly deposited these things of like, yeah, there could possibly be aliens out there. But when you go back to the biblical truth, God never spoke about any of this stuff. There was nothing there to say that there's other beings that are on another planet. But deception is going to come, and you need to be prepared. You need to get saved. Everything that I'm talking about, you need to know that this is all coming from the Word of God and where He's bringing me through. So anyways, that was another rabbit trail that I had to go on to. I don't know why the Holy Spirit brought me that direction, but that's where I was at with it. And I hope that you guys walk away once again with something to chew on, to go over. I know you can go back and I'm hitting you hard and heavy with a lot of stuff, but you can go back and watch these at any point in time and get those references that I pointed to you on, and especially on the scripture themselves to bring that and set that. Cause that's when I was looking at it, as I was reading it, I was marking it in my Bible. Cause I'm like, man, these are solid truths that this man had found and put together. And if I remember correctly, he's a biblical scholar that came up with this, and he goes around the world teaching, these examples showing people. There's a lot more that I found him on YouTube, and I mean, there was a lot that I had from him that I had to take time to sit down and watch. But there's a lot more that he does. So, anyways, I want to thank you for the time. I want to thank you for allowing me to bring this to you. I hope you got something out of it, and I hope you are moving forward with information that I bring you. I know that I love y'all.
Amen. You want to pray to end this?
Sure. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you once again for the opportunity to come here and bring what you give me, Lord. I'm just going to state this for everybody to know. This has been a struggle for me. You brought this to me not more than a month ago, and since then it's been, I could not put my head around it, couldn't get time to sit with it. I couldn't get it going, Father. And just by saying all that, I know that it was something that somebody out there needed to understand or get or grab or have and take with it, Father. And here I am sitting here telling people, these individuals of what I learned and what I gained from what you've shown me, Father. So, Father, I just want to bless everybody that's out there. I pray your wisdom and knowledge on them, Father, that you open up this word to them, open up these words to them, Father, that you just bring in this light to their view and their eyes. And whenever they meet someone that is a non-believer, Father, that brings this phrase to them, that they have an example through what I've given, Father, that to utilize it out there on them to help bring in the harvest, Father. Because right now the enemy is doing everything he can underneath the sun to take everybody out and move them away. But with your power and your grace and your strength, Father, we are moving. We are moving forward. We are pushing forward. We are using our shields of faith to fight forward, Father, fight the enemy in these fields, Father, that you've given us. So, Father, I pray for everybody out there for peace, shalom. I pray your grace and mercy upon them, Father. I pray your divine love and power on them, Father. And I pray your Holy Spirit, Father, fully fills and dwells within them, Lord. And I ask this all and I pray this all in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, who healed all of our sicknesses and diseases, and shed his blood for our benefit, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, for my mama, Eva Fleming, and for my brother in Christ, Ernie Aragon, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.